بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I testify that there is no true God worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger. We continue the explanation of Surah Yasin, and we have reached verse number 13. قال الله تعالى وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. And put forward to them a similitude, the story of the dwellers of the town when there came messengers to them. As you can see in the translation of the meaning, there is between parentheses, it is said that the town was Antioch, Antakya, and we will come to know that this is not proven to be the case. But we continue, inshallah, with the explanation now. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ, and put for to them a similitude. Here the address is to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to everyone to whom the address is suitable. And we know that the address sometimes comes to be explicit, meaning general. And sometimes the address comes in a particular way, meaning to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And sometimes it can cover both. General can be general and can be particular. As to an example on the address being explicitly particular to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like in Surah Al-Sharh, chapter 94, verse 1. قال الله تعالى ألم نشرح لك صدرك ألم نشرح لك صدرك. Haven't we not opened your breast for you? This is the address. Here is certainly to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And a proof or an example on the explicit generality of the address is like the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Talaq, chapter 65, verse 1. قال الله تعالى يا أيها النبي إذا طلقتم النساء. O Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, when you divorce women. Here he didn't say when you, meaning O Muhammad. Rather, طلقتم here is general for everyone. He didn't say يا أيها النبي إذا طلقت, but rather said here طلقتم. So this is the difference here in this verse. يا أيها النبي, O Prophet, he didn't say after that إذا طلقت, when you, meaning the Prophet, divorce woman, but rather طلقتم all, referring to the Ummah, the members of the Ummah. So this is explicit for generosity, for generality rather. And as to the possibility that it can be particular to the Messenger alayhi salatu wassalam or general, then this is replete in the Quran. And the preponderating opinion concerning this third possibility is to make it general, consider it general. Why? Because it is more comprehensive. When we make it general, then it will encompass the messenger, alayhi salatu wassalam, and other than the messenger. So this is these are the points of benefit regarding the addressing in the Quran. And so we repeat, the addressing can be general or particular to the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or both. And when it is both, then the preponderating opinion is to make it general, encompassing the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the ummah. So here in this verse, back to our verse, we are discussing verse number 13. So therefore, we say, give a similitude. To whom? To any caller to Allah. Any caller to Allah, he is addressed to give a similitude of the story of this town. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ, and put forward to them a similitude. And put forward to them a similitude. This story, you mean any caller, is suitable to be addressed. To put forward to them a similitude. The story of the dwellers of the town. In some interpretations, it is said that this town refers to Antioch, which is on the East Mediterranean seashore. And this saying, however, is weak. This is weak. Imam Ibn Kathir rahimahullah considered this to be a weak assignment. He said that it is known that this town, Antioch, or in Arabic Antakya, it is not known that this town was destroyed, neither during the Christian era nor before that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, knows best. So therefore, what's intended in this town is an unspecified town. And this is the correct opinion. Why we say that this is the correct opinion? Because Allah Azza wa Jal, had there been a specific benefit in having this town assigned to Antioch or to any other town, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have made that clear. And it is so often that the specification of people or places or times, most often there is no benefit in that. But what is beneficial is the lesson or the lessons and what took place in these places or in these times or with such and such. And that's why we see that some of the scholars burden themselves if there came in the narration of a hadith, for example, an obscure name, unknown, not mentioned. They go to the, if there comes a, in the narration, an obscure name of a person, they go to put burdens upon themselves in specifying the name. And this is not obligated unless in the specification of this person, the ruling differs. Unless in the specification there will be a different ruling. Or making the meaning obvious or clear, then this is a different matter. And with respect to us here, it is not of our business to know what is this town, who are its people. What really matters is the lesson as to what took place in this story. So therefore, the correct opinion is that the specification of the city as Antioch is weak. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. The story of the dwellers of the town, when there came messengers to them. When there came messengers to them, to the people of this town. Some of the scholars in Tafsir mention that these messengers were sent by Isa alayhi salam, were sent by Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. And this is incorrect. And there is no evidence for that. Rather, messengers came to them. Messengers sent by Allah Azza wa Jal. They were not sent from Isa alayhi salam. So this opinion is incorrect. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا. You see, when إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهِمُ اثنين. When we, you see that? When we sent to them two messengers. He didn't say here, when Isa sent them two messengers. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, when we sent to them two messengers. So these are messengers sent by Allah Azza wa Jal to the dwellers of this town. So sent two messengers. So what happened? They belied them both. So we sent them two out of three. So they belied the two. فكذبوهما. Belied. Belying is rejecting the news and saying that it is in opposition to reality. This is belying. This is known in Arabic as takdhib. This is known as takdhib, belying. So they belied them, and they said, this is not right. You are not messengers. What happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَعَزَّزْنَا بِثَالِثٍ. So we reinforced them with a third. So when both messengers who were sent first were belied, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a reinforcing third. This is like the saying of Musa alayhi salam when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to Fir'aun, as in Surah Taha, chapter 20, verses 29 to 32. وَاجْعَلْ لِي وَزِيرًا مِنْ أَهْلِي هَارُونَ أَخِي أُشْدُدْ بِهِ أَزْرِي وَأَشْرِكْهُ فِي أَمْرِي. And appoint for me, Musa alayhi salam is asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and appoint for me a helper from my family, Harun, my brother. Increase my strength with him. And here in this verse, so we enforced them with the third. and here with Musa and Harun, increase my strength with him and let him share my task of da'wah, of conveying Allah's message and prophethood. So having a third certainly reinforces the two, and we see this in our times, in real times. If someone says something and another supports him, then his saying increases the strength of that of the first, and increases even the motivation of the first to affirm and establish his point. So they said, the three now, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ, verily we have been sent to you as messengers. إِنَّا, this is tawkid, attestation, or assertion, rather than attestation. This is assertion, this is in Arabic known as tawkid, because the situation requires that, because these people belied and rejected. So the second time it is mentioned, إِنَّا إِلَيْكُمْ مُرْسَلُونَ, verily, assertion, because the situation now here, the condition is a condition of belying. مرسلون, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they said, verily we are sent as messengers to you from Allah. We have been sent to you as messengers. They know that the message they are bringing is from Allah, not from anyone. So what was the response? It was like the response of the rest of the those who belie. They reject the saying of the messengers, either by way of negation and sometimes by way of affirmation. As in the case of negation, for example, they say, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرْ, you are only humans. Also, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Ibrahim, chapter 14, verses 10 to 11, قالوا إن أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا تريدون أن تصدونا عما كان يعبد آباؤنا فأتونا بسلطان مبين. قالت لهم رسلهم إن نحن إلا بشر مثلكم ولكن الله يمن على من يشاء من عباده. They said, you are no more than human beings like us. You wish to turn us away from what your fathers used to worship. Then bring us a clear authority, clear proof of what you say. Their messengers said to them, we are no more than human beings like you, sure. But Allah bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. So we admit we are humans like you. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows His grace to whom He wills of His slaves. So this is here a response in negation, meaning you are only humans, you are not angels so that we can accept from you. So this is an example on the negation. And sometimes it comes in the form of affirmation, like in Surah Al-Dhariyat, in chapter 51, verse 52. قال الله تعالى كذلك ما أتى الذين من قبلهم من رسول إلا قالوا ساحر أو مجنون. Likewise, no messenger came to those before them, but they said, a sorcerer or a madman. And sometimes they come and say, in a certain way of negation, they come and say, ما أنتم ملائكة حتى تكونوا رسلا إلينا. You are not angels so that you are sent as messengers to us. You are humans like us. So therefore, and it's not something new that the dwellers of this town say to those messengers or that they said to these messengers, مَا أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا بَشَرٍ. You are only humans like us. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Look at this. وَمَا أَنْزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. You are only humans like ourselves. So in this case, they belied the message. From what angle? The angle of the nature of the messenger, that he is, or the messengers are human. So they rejected from this side. Not only that, look what they said. وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَانُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. And the most beneficent Allah has revealed nothing. You are only telling lies. So they also rejected. They denied the message in this unjustified way, and they didn't provide a proof. Only they said the most beneficent has revealed nothing. So they didn't establish a proof. They only said, and the most beneficent has revealed nothing. Who would stop the most beneficent to send? So they didn't provide a proof. So therefore, again, their denial was based upon two things. Number one, that the messengers were human. So, as if they were saying, if you were truly messengers, you should have been, or you would have been, angels. This is the first thing. The second, the negation, which is baseless, only mere rejection and arrogance and disdainfulness, when they said, وَمَا أَنزَلَ الرَّحْمَنُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا تَكْذِبُونَ. And the most beneficent has revealed nothing, you are only telling lies. And there is no doubt that this is due to their foolishness. Because sending the revelation to the messengers to guide the creation is a matter necessitated by intellect, not to mention by way of legislation. Why? Because the slaves, it is impossible for the slaves to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except through a way which he had legislated and a proof established for that. Otherwise, how would they worship him? So therefore, sending the revelation to mankind is a matter necessitated by intellect. Although we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitated this upon himself, subhanahu wa ta'ala, made it binding upon himself, azza wa jal, the most mighty, the most magnificent. As he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, clearly stated in Surah Al-Layl, verse 12, 92:12. Inna alayna lalhuda. Inna alayna lalhuda. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it binding upon himself, necessitated upon himself, to convey to his messengers, to his slaves, that which will lead them to him. Otherwise, they will be misguided. So here lies the arrogance of these of the dwellers of this town when they said that Allah has not sent anything. This matter is rejected intellectually and legally. Because intellectually, the intellect necessitates that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a sharia, a way, by which his slaves abide to and follow so that they can reach him. Because the intellect cannot be guided as to how to worship Allah, and from the way of Sharia, from the way of legal reference, Allah made it necessary or necessitated upon Himself to convey to His slaves His Sharia. قال تعالى, again in Surah Al-Layl, the verses 92 or 12 and 13, in chapter 92, إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى. Truly our is to give guidance, and truly unto us the last hereafter and the first of this world. Therefore I have warned you of to the rest of the verses. وقال تعالى, also in the Quran, in Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah Al-Qiyamah, verse 19, 75, verse 19, قال الله تعالى, ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ, ثُمَّ إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا بَيَانَهُ. Then it is for us, Allah, to make it clear to you. Alhamdulillah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitated upon Himself to guide His slaves. And this is the guidance of conveyance, not the guidance of success. Otherwise, had it been the guidance of success, everyone would have been guided. Is this clear? Is this last point clear? Please put one if this is clear, the last one. This is the guidance of conveyance, of direction, not the guidance of tawfiq, of success. So they belied the messengers based upon these arguments that were baseless and indicate their foolishness. So what did the messengers say in response? What was the response of the messengers? قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون. The messenger said, our Lord knows, listen carefully to these words. There is a very important benefit in these words. They said, our Lord knows that we have been sent as messengers to you. So they asserted this message by three things. The first, when they said, رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ, our Lord knows. And this is like an oath. It flows like an oath. Our Lord knows. So the assertion came in three ways. Number one, our Lord knows. The second, in their saying, إِنَّا, we have been sent. Verily, inna, verily we have been sent. This inna, verily, this is for tawkid, for assertion. Verily we have been sent. The third, lamursalun, la, the lam in lamursalun. لَمُرْسَلُونَ, this lam is for assertion. لَمُرْسَلُونَ, the la, the letter la, مُرْسَلُونَ, messengers. لَمُرْسَلُونَ, indeed we are. This is assertion. So the three assertions came in this verse. Our Lord knows, inna, verily we, and la, indeed we are. Mursalun, messengers. So this, with the former assertion, they become like four. So they said, our Lord knows that we have been sent as messengers to you, and our duty is only to convey plainly the message. And here they said, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ. And we learned earlier from the previous verse that the mubin here, the obviously understood meaning is that Mubin, we have a message which is a clarification in itself, and itself it's clear. So it is a clear and a clarifying message. clarifying the reality of situations, that we are indeed messengers from Allah. And we have learned earlier that a thing cannot be a clarification unless itself is a clarity, is clear. So here, وَمَا عَلَيْنَا إِلَّا الْبَلَاغُ الْمُبِينَ, and our duty is only to convey the clear and clarifying message, the clear and clarifying. So this is the meaning of mubin here. In this story, there are many benefits. First one, putting forward similitudes for learning and taking lessons. Second, it is not necessary to specify the similitude, but what matters is the lesson. أن العبرة ليس من الضروري. It is not necessary to specify the similitude. What matters is the lesson. So there was no specification of the town, and there was no specification of the messengers. But since what matters is the whole story. The third benefit, making it clear that Allah Azza wa Jal, the Most Mighty and Most Magnificent, does not leave His creation without messengers, without sending them messengers. And from the benefits, making clear the rahmah, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal in reinforcing the message. In quality and in number. Fifth benefit, permissibility of having more than one messenger to one direction. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this town two messengers, then sent a third. Sixth benefit, those who belie the messengers, they have nothing except arrogance, no intellectual or textual proofs do they have. And this is clear in the statements that they made. They contained no proof. How? Because they rejected the messengers since they were humans. And it's obvious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not send to humans other than humans like them. Even if He would send to them angels, then the angels would be in the form of humans. And then they will come to say, again, they will reject. And we know that when they said that, Ar-Rahman didn't send anything, this is just mere negation without any proof. And when the opponent negates without a proof, then this is clear arrogance and disdainfulness. So we know now another benefit, and this is benefit number 7, that the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala necessitates that He sends to the humans human messengers like them. Number 9, and this is where I told you earlier to pay attention to this verse. When the messenger said, قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون, our Lord knows that we have been sent as messengers to you. This is stronger than the attestation by oath even. Why? Because they said, رَبُّنَا يَعْلَمُ, that we have been sent as messengers to you. So, had they not been messengers, this would necessitate their saying, this statement which they made, 36:16, would necessitate attributing ignorance or describing Allah with ignorance and incapability. Because if they say, our Lord knows that we have been sent as messengers, and they were not messengers, it means that Allah knew of the situation contrary to its reality. Assuming that Allah knows that they are messengers while they are not messengers in reality, this would necessitate that Allah is ignorant of their situation and that Allah is incapable to avenge from them and to make their lies clear, because they will say, we were messengers. And they will take by what this necessitates, while Allah knows that they were not messengers, this necessitates ignorance. So that's why in this statement that they made, the assertion is stronger than the oath, because of the dangerous necessities, the dangerous necessitations in this statement. And that's why the ulama had said, if someone says, listen, Allah ya'lamu, Allah knows, anni ma fa'altu kaza wa huwa fa'il, if someone says, Allah knows that I didn't do such and such while indeed he did it, the scholars say, this necessitates kufr, this necessitates disbelief, if he knows well what he is saying and what is entailed by his statement. Because this is directed to what we just explained. This necessitates that Allah is ignorant and incapable. And that's why if the person knows what he is saying and what his statement necessitates, he would commit kufr. If he says, Allah knows that I didn't do this while he did it. This is a point of benefit that I hinted to earlier. Okay, mashallah, alhamdulillah. From the benefits of this verse, the permissibility of assertion by many assertive ways in response to the munkar, in response to the evil. So the permissibility of asserting by different assertions, by many assertive ways. And from the benefits of this verse, benefit number 10, أن الرسل, the messengers, عليهم الصلاة والسلام, they have no effect in guiding the creation, the guidance of success. Rather, they have to carry the task of conveying the message only and directing people to it. And from the benefits of this verse, that this necessitates that the messengers, that the conveyance of the messengers is clear and clarifying. And from the benefits of this verse, And this is related to benefit number 11 that you see here. The conveyance of the messengers is a clear and clarifying. This also entails that there is no obscurity, ambiguity, or vagueness in the message. And that the Sharia is clear. And if there is any ambiguity in a text, then you find it clarified in another text. And if the ambiguity remains, then the reason lies in the understanding of the one addressed, either due to his negligence or lack of understanding. This brings the end of these benefits. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.